shiny gold chains around their perfectly shiny necks and wearing perfectly draped clothes. And if you were still unsure of how perfectly rich and powerful they were, you just needed to perfectly say aloud, without twisting your tongue, the full name of the group. Tisaiya Irattu Aini Nuruvar. It translated to 500 of 1,000 directions. That was as perfectly powerful as it could get. 500 in number powerful. From 1,000 directions powerful. Storm into the king's bathing hall and fume over a problem powerful. Before we get to the Ayyavole's problem, it is only fair to introduce the other group. One look and you would know they were Chinese. Not just any Chinese, for they were very important as well. Ambassadors from the Song dynasty in China sent to the Chola kingdom by their emperor. And they certainly were not singing. Of course, not everyone in the Song dynasty needed to sing or dance, in case you're wondering. In fact, being a songer had nothing to do with singing. The ambassadors were instead sizzling with anger.
Chitbe of Wike Hindu cheer to F who have weird Kujbe, Fwefwe a hui uki, Jibwik, Gudu pep, Dwebef, and we have Jichi a ched kit quat quish.
Yell the non singing songers in Chinese, which sounded quite like this to all present there, except the translator standing in the middle, looking ready to collapse. Our traders are being cheated. We have received news that shipments of goods sent from the Chola Empire that we have already paid for are arriving in China all wrong, said the translator. Our traders paid for the finest muslin cloth. Instead, they received scraps of rough jute with a thin layer of muslin on top to clamor. camouflage your trickery.
Impossible! You are mistaken,
yelled back the Ayyavole. We paid for precious gemstones and pulled out pebbles instead, screeched another songer.
Ridiculous! Look again, yelled back.